your hunt for the best one-stop shopping for all things media has come to an end. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket. They come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, Jimmy, CBS recently announced that Susan Zirinsky would be taking over as the new president of CBS News.
Not to be confused with the CEO.
Not the guy Moonves who was running all of CBS.
Correct.
This is the news division.
Gotcha.
David Rhodes is the former president of the news division. But as you know, because of all of the stuff, whether it's Charlie Rose, whether it's Moonves, whether it's allegations of, you know, things, other producers at 60 Minutes, CBS, somewhat like NBC as well. Wait, like everybody.
Right.
Has been dealing with a lot of issues of sexual harassment and misconduct. And it has been certainly heavier, I think, over at CBS. And so now along comes Z, as those who know her call her, is a longtime veteran of CBS News, a 48 Hours original producer. She's also done other projects for CBS. So I think, you know, when it comes to qualifications, this is one of the best folks out there, I think, to do it. But the question is, why did they have to wait for this time when there's a lot of stuff to clean up to bring Z on board to do this role? Not on board. She's already there. But
I could make a sexist comment.
Oh, go ahead,
about
Jimmy.
How, you know, a man needs a maid, according to Neil Young. You don't remember that song?
I don't know that song. But okay. I did hear him sing one time, Neil Young.
Point being.
Oh, no, that was Neil Diamond.
Women.
What was it, Neil?
Okay, this is the Me Too movement.
Right.
We're right in the middle of it. It shouldn't have taken as long as it did. Those are the facts, not just in media corporations, though, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the whole corporate structure of corporate America, a female in charge of a major corporation is still not so much a rare.
Right.
It's more of a novelty.
Right. Right.
Right. I agree.
Although it's much better than it used to be.
And I know I mentioned this on this show before, that people who are applying for CEO jobs are finding there are more females in competition for those
jobs,
positions,
right,
than ever before, and companies are looking to hire,
right,
competent females.
But why is it whenever there's a scandal, and it's not just at CBS News, but other organizations as well, whenever there's a scandal of this nature, so sexual harassment, there's always a sense of, oh, well, we're gonna have a female investigated, or we're going to elevate a female to run the operation. You know, I would have felt much better if Susan Zirinsky had gotten this job prior to David Rhodes,
mm-hmm,
right? When we didn't know, obviously, all of this garbage was going on behind the scenes, but publicly, we didn't know this was going on, and she would have gotten that promotion on the face of it. Just, she's great at her job, and she's the best person for it. That doesn't take away anything from that, but I hate it that there's sort of this thing, this cloud that kind of floats over. It's like, oh, well, we have to do this now, because certainly from a marketing perspective, from a recovery perspective of trying to clean things up and move forward and beyond some of the garbage that's been going on at CBS, it looks good.
Well, again, men behaving badly need women that are better reasoners and understand how to balance emotion,
right,
better than men.
Oh, I look, I I'm
they
not,
have more emotions. I think that's
right.
A fact.
I think you're right, but I think she's qualified to, in fact, I think she's more qualified than some of the people who've held that position, not only at that network, but other networks as well. I mean, she's been in the trenches. She knows how to motivate people. She's gone outside of news to do other things as well. So she understands, I was pointing out to you earlier that she also did the failed reality show that Britney Spears had there for a while. She was the executive producer of that.
Good, but, because you know what? You need to fail to learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. Okay. And she has internally, if you see all the tweets and the social media chatter that's been out there, there's been a lot of support for this choice as she was elevated and the announcement was made. Again, I'm falling back on this situation of certainly the news media. We cover these things all the time. We're covering, you know, we're pointing at companies and saying, you know, you screwed up, you did this, you know, sexual harassment, you need to do this, you need to do that. But the same mistakes are happening internally at news organizations, number one, and the same crazy moves that are being made in the business world are being made at news or in media as well. And that's what disappoints me.
How about the fact that the New York Times has not had a single female leader in its 167-year history?
Well, what do you mean? But what's her name? There was someone at the New York Times, one of the executive editors.
And again, I don't know if I'm reading off this.
Right.
The Washington Post and Wall Street Journal are at zero. The Times had
one
single.
Exactly.
Female.
There you go. That's right. Single.
Read much, Jimmy?
Right.
No, actually,
I'm like,
I don't.
Wait a minute, Jimmy.
Yeah,
yes.
I think you do.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a former executive editor of the New York Times.
I needed some editing there. Right. Maybe we could do that in post production. Probably not on the live.
So thing. One at the New York Times, zero at the Washington Post,
zero at Wall Street Journal, and television is no better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. By the way,
how many news directors did you work for
who were
female?
So I can think of one.
Okay. Out of how many?
Candy Altman. And she was at Channel 5
in Boston.
It was Bob Jordan down in West Palm Beach. It was Terry Heaton in my first job at WDEF in Chattanooga. Did I say Bob Jordan out in King TV?
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting that. Another guy in West Palm Beach.
Yep.
I mean, but I'll tell you what, though, the next layer back, so assistant news directors and executive producers have predominantly been female, which is kind of interesting. You bring up a good point in that we don't have them at the very top, or we haven't in the past had them at sort of the top jobs. Yet they're definitely qualified and should be getting those top jobs because they're running the show.
Right.
They're doing all the hard work.
Exactly. And who's hiring those in that position? The board of directors of the ownership group of the station, right?
For news, it all depends. I mean, it depends if you're a large, if you're owned by multiple, multiple stations owned by one big organization, I'm sure there's more stuff from the top that comes down. But I think it's the general manager that's usually a male that hires the news director. It's more at the local level, but it's the general manager at the station.
Exactly right. So, and most of those general managers are also male.
They're male.
Okay.
Right.
And this is set. It's a perfect storm to set up for power. Power, as you know, is a very dangerous thing to have.
No, it is, unless you have it.
Unless you have it and can control it.
Then it's a wonderful thing and you can control it.
And you can control it.
Exactly.
Which, you know, the human nature is such that it's never enough. You know, you're driven and you're driven and you're driven and it's just never enough. You can't be satisfied, right? Because, our profits margin were 22% last year. We want 28% this year, you know, because, you know, you got to win.
But what you're getting at, though, is that when you have these people in power who happen to be male, then
they're more comfortable with their own.
Exactly. And that's a flaw. That's a major flaw. And I can't speak for other industries because I don't know what the layers of management teams look like. I'm sure there are a lot of females in there. But I'll tell you that you take a step back down from news director and pretty much, and I haven't gone and looked at the numbers exactly, but it has to be over 75% of the next level of folks will be female.
Yeah.
All those producers.
So again, another example of powerful men controlling the opposite gender.
Yeah.
In their position growth, growth in their positions, in their own businesses.
No, I think you're right.
And it, you know, and it's good that the media is finally looking at itself.
Yes, I think it's good. Now, I will say, I don't want people to listen to this podcast and say, "Oh, Dan, so what are you criticizing?" Zirinsky. I'm not doing that. I am so proud. I told you, I know her.
Right.
I've been in her home. We both went to American University, so we've been involved in the Alumni Association there.
Dan, what were you doing in her home?
Well,
I gotta ask.
She's a married woman. She had an event.
Okay. Oh, she had an event at her home.
No, she had an event. Okay. Yeah. What are
you doing? You were a work comrade.
What were you saying? I broke in?
No, I didn't know what was going on when you were in her home.
Yeah, you're thinking. I was in New York, and I was in a very nice place. What was it? It was an event. It was like, you know, we had a bunch of people together. It was a party.
It was a work party.
I didn't work with her.
Okay.
No,
it was a party. Okay.
I mean, like, we're connected through the Alumni Association.
And we've done
things together around that.
Good.
I've been very proud of her.
Did you text her to congratulate her? I did not.
No, so here's the thing. I was going to text her, but I realized that all her information was in a phone that I used to have that I no longer have and never transferred. So I don't have her direct. So if you're listening, Susan Zerinsky, reach out to me. But as if she has time for that. But no, I say that I just in transparency, you know, that's the connection I do have to her. But I think she is not only, you know, qualified to this job, but probably the most qualified person to pull off a recovery at CBS News. The only thing is that I'm bothered by the fact that as an organization, they have to wait until, you know, the whole place is burning down around sexual harassment to install someone like that. And that's what, you know, I wish she could have gotten that job any other time.
20 years ago.
Exactly.
She was qualified a long time ago. Interesting.
But she would have never gotten that job, but except for the fact of what has happened. And that's the unfortunate nature of what has happened here.
Yeah, well, when all male leadership is involved, you're going to get blinded by a lot of things, and this is one of them. It's interesting that 75% of experts quoted in digital news accounts are male. That's a British analysis. In America, more than 70% of Sunday morning politics and policy talk shows are male.
Yeah.
One study of English language news sites globally found that 77% of those mentioned in those articles are men. So women are routinely marginalized and symbolically annihilated in the news. That's a quote in this. And it took the Bill Cosbys and Harvey Weinsteins and Matt Lauers to expose this problem in media. You and I have talked about this. When you're in television or radio, you're a public figure.
Yeah.
And you are reporting the news. You are providing a service to your audience by giving them information that they can use.
Right.
Okay. And the whole idea is to generate as many eyeballs and as many following as possible.
That is correct.
So you have
to be about ratings and clicks.
You have to be a people person when you're out there in the public, ideally.
Right.
So that you like everybody and everybody can like you.
Yes.
That is against human nature, of course.
What do you mean?
In other words, I was well suited for that.
Yes.
You would be not because you don't like that.
Well, I fake it.
Well,
I fake that. That's how I've made it in the business.
You're better off faking and acting in the real world than you would be on camera because you would be doing a disservice as a professional.
Well, unless you're on like a morning talk show and you can kind of just be happy and do the happy stuff, and if people like you, then it works. I mean, actors are acting, are they not?
Yes, they are.
Some of them are very mean.
That's right.
And don't like people.
Right.
And the fans love them.
Right.
So there's that element to it.
But, I used to say there are a lot of times, and in sports you see this a lot, where you will cheer the professional, but you will boo the person.
Yes. Yes. That sometimes they're hard to separate.
Yes, it is.
But
especially, by the way, I'm going to go back to sports, especially in sports, when an event happens in sport, a touchdown, a home run,
right,
the natural mob reaction is applause.
Right.
Or boo. Or the, you know, it's one emotion
one
is, or the
or
other
the,
emotion.
Yes.
It's very rarely it's like, yeah, whatever.
Now, look, I don't like ending on a negative note here. So I want to bring it up a little positive. What is good to see is that when and some may have argued at the time that, oh, it took that for something like this to happen. But you look at the Today Show and they have the
dual female anchors.
Exactly. And that was the first time that that had been done, I believe, in the history of the Today Show. So it's great. Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie, two acquaintances. I guess one of them is a friend. Huh. And I'm so proud that they made that move and the ratings have not suffered. It shows.
But didn't they do that because of Matt Lauer's bad behavior?
No, I did. And that's the unfortunate thing that it took these. But maybe there's always good to the bad, right? Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, if it wasn't for some of these things, then we'd still be, you know, decades behind in putting women in some of these areas of leadership. So while I don't like the timing of how it all comes down, I'm happy that at least something has happened that has changed what we see now on television.
Did you
who's running the show?
Right. Did you see the Rockefeller Foundation study? When a company is in crisis, 80% of news reports will blame a female CEO. But if a CEO is a man, only a minority of news reports will blame him.
Which brings up a point that I also read about with Susan Zirinsky over at CBS News, is that, you know, is there going to be a lot more scrutiny and pressure on her, right, than maybe on some of the former, the male, you know, right?
And
like, they're going to expect her to do, you know, move mountains and, you know, part waters. So she comes into this with probably a lot more riding on not only the network itself, but on her and as a female. And that's unfortunate. But at least, again, the positive thing is that even if it was forced change, change is good.
Change is good. We like that and we respect that. And our resumes will be in the mail. No.
and if you also respect that and like that, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And write out your questions to info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.